Nitin, say hi.
Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Welcome to episode one of Leftover Lasagna.
Wait, what did we do last week?
That was the pilot.
Why is the pilot episode called a pilot episode? Because the pilot usually sits on the plane, right? So it's not like there's a separate mini plane that goes with the pilot. So why is the pilot
is
called the pilot?
No, but when you have like a VIP traveling, the escort that travels in front is called a pilot, no?
In the plane?
Not in the plane, down the road.
Oh, is this, are you talking about those decoy, like those Kim Jong?
Yeah, not decoy, a convoy. No, but the pilot is basically the guy who clears the traffic. Like there will be one guy with the blinkers on who will be like, you know, move away from the road because VIP is coming that way.
Oh, like Moses, basically. But pilot is a term that's...
Moses, wow.
See, but the only term, only context in which the word pilot is used is with airplanes. Yeah. There is only the pilot sits in the same aircraft. It's not like he goes separately.
Yeah. Should we do a live fact check? Why is a pilot called a pilot? What do you get?
If Google understands that question.
Oh, it comes from Greek pedon meaning oar. Same as what I said.
Oar that would steer a boat. So what I said about Moses was correct. We are talking about water only here.
Oil. Everything is correct.
Yeah. So I've, at least from personal experience, listening to podcasts. So I use this app called Podkicker, okay, which just lists all the podcasts that you subscribe to one after the other. And
it's called what? Podkicker.
Podkicker. It's one of the many RSS, you know, feed catcher apps. And it works.
It's popular in India right now. Not that RSS. Okay, sorry.
That RSS. Now, I subscribe to about 50 different podcasts, right? So it's a long list of podcasts. Mm. What I've realized is, you know, as I'm scrolling through that list of 50, right? And this is probably a power user problem. If I'm specifically looking for a podcast, let's say Radiolab, whose name starts with R, or This American Life, whose name starts with T, I need to scroll quite a bit before I get to those podcasts because their names come much later in the list.
Oh.
As opposed to 81 All Out, which comes before everything else. In fact, I think that's the first podcast. And 99% Invisible is the second podcast in my list, right?
Hey, so this is going to be the...
Yes. And hence, Bits and Pieces is an excellent name because it's still B, right? It's not as good as having a number.
Yeah.
But B is better than the Intermission podcast, which is my other podcast, right? Which is, and never have a the something because you're going to be one of 30 podcasts in the list.
Oh,
people will just
never
give
be named Tony.
Scrolling.
But basically, name your kid like 001 or like something like that.
Which is what Elon Musk did, right? He named his kid X 001. Yeah. What was Elon Musk's kid's name? Once again, live Google. So this is the name, right? X A E, where A and E are combined. A,
what is this video
hyphen,
that's playing? Like it's like,
that's some,
scary.
Yeah, this is again linked to what we're going to talk about shortly. So, XAE hyphen XII, how to pronounce the name of
12.
Elon Musk and Grimes' son? Yeah, okay. So, it's basically A12 apparently. AE is the Elvin spelling of AI, which is, did you know this? He was actually named after artificial intelligence, this kid. A12, precursor to SR17. You know what? I thought we'll be able to explain things by opening this link. I'm now understanding less than what I already knew. I can't follow shit right.
A-12, precursor to SR-17, our favorite aircraft. So A-12 is actually the pilot. Because it comes before their favorite aircraft. But we had an option of going for a spelling of lasagna, which is more widely recognized, right? But we've chosen to go with the lasagna that ends with an E, right? But here's the fun part. So when I was creating the first account and uploading to YouTube, which happened, I would say the pilot episode was actually uploaded 5 times to YouTube. But essentially what happened the first time was that to upload a video that is longer than 15 minutes, you need to be verified by Google after creating an account, right? And I created an email account, we created a YouTube account, and then just uploaded it like, you know, you would. And they're like, oh no, but you have to be verified. So I'm like, okay, I'll verify it. It's like literally putting in an OTP, right? And after I did that, there was no way to continue verifying the video. I had to like re-upload the whole video. And in my like sort of exasperation, I uploaded the previous version of the said video, right? Not the final edit. So then I was like, oh my God, Google is also an idiot. I'm also an idiot. And I uploaded the final version and it went up and you saw it for exactly 2 minutes before it said account suspended. And you pinged me. So apparently Google thought we were a bot. What are your thoughts on this? Have you ever felt like a bot?
I've always thought you're a bot. And I don't blame Google, by the way, for considering you to be a bot because you uploaded the same video 3 times, right? Back to back to back, which is a very classic tell when it comes to bots.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, so, bot behavior. That makes sense, except I made another account later in the day and uploaded a video exactly once. And then Google's like, no, you're still a bot.
Because you use the same phone number and email address or whatever, right? To create the account. Yeah. So you've already been flagged in the system. Mm. So I think this was proof. This is amongst the few things that Google has got right, I would say, in the last 1 week. Like flagging you as a bot for all this behavior. Because it's been an interesting time at Google. Google has rebranded their AI, what do you call it? Their AI chatbot. They originally launched something called the Bard. Right. And this is now, I think now that they made 3 attempts to launch something in the AI, generative AI space to take on ChatGPT and all their other competitors. And each time they've bossed it up worse than they did the previous time. Right. So they launched something called Bard, I think a few months back. I'm sure you remember this. They now came back this week and relaunched Bard with a new name. It's called Gemini.
No,
Gemini. I don't know what to call it. Yeah. The problem with Gemini is that it is refusing to throw back images of white people.
So this adds further credence to your assertion that I'm actually a bot because I can actually find things on the internet, but not in real life. Yeah, so this is basically the beep, right? I asked Google AI to generate a photo of Elon Musk. So it's pretty accurate, man. So meme, you know, basically there is a bunch of people surrounding the Buddha and asking him what makes us human, right?
Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah.
And Buddha basically says identifying traffic lights correctly, right?
Yes.
Which has basically come about because of this phenomenon called recapture. But before we get into recapture, essentially this is AI that sort of is trying to prove that you're a bot, you know, you're not a bot, etc. And like flagging is one of the first ways to do it. Second way to do it is identifying traffic lights. Nitin, if there were AI driverless cars, if you were designing a city, let's say Bangalore or Bombay or anywhere, with driverless cars, would your driverless cars be allowed to hit pedestrians or no?
No, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's put you on the outer ring road in Belandur. So the EcoSpace walkway was basically built by the government in conjunction with a bunch of private companies. This is the place in Bangalore where there are IT companies on either side. In between, there is a freaking outer ring road, which is basically like a 6-to-8-lane road where vehicles are supposed to zoom by. Whether they do is another question. But
speak in Bangalore. In Bangalore parlance, you have IT companies on either side, and in the middle, you have a scrum meeting happening on Monday morning. Sprint planning.
No, but the idea is, it's a super fast highway, and basically crossing.
It's
that
not
road
a super fast highway at all. It is a super slow. It's a stationary highway.
In theory. It is a super fast highway. And now imagine your created AI vehicles on this road. Who is using the walkway? As a Bengaluru pedestrian, are you using the walkway or are you just crossing the road?
I'll still use the walkway,
Why? Dude, no vehicles are going to hit you. There are only driverless cars. You know the algorithm is programmed as if people are not going to be hit.
I'm sure there'll be rules around people not having to walk because you want cars to use the road, right? So that
exactly. So no, but then the point being that if you create a AI algorithm to drive cars, you have to ensure that there are at least these rogue elephants which are allowed to hit pedestrians, right? Because otherwise, anywhere you go, there are like people just jumping in front of you saying, "Ha, stop." No, but the solution is to allow like 3% of cars to hit pedestrians, basically, or something like that.
That's
Like there needs to be
fear of
some fear of life
fear of life.
instilled in us.
Fair.
The expansion of a CAPTCHA is a contrived sort of acronym, right? It is a you don't know what CAPTCHA stands for?
It's something to do with
Oh.
capture. Gotcha. I gotcha. You're a bot.
No,
I captured
it has
you.
nothing to
No.
do with. Yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do. So the completely unexpected word or like phrase in CAPTCHA, if you were me to expand it, is a tribute to one of the fathers of modern computing, right? Which is Turing, right?
Alan
So
Turing.
Alan Turing. So CAPTCHA stands for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. Right? Some of those are capitalized, some of those are not.
Ah,
So the idea
oh.
it is to basically tell a human user apart from a bot. And the original variations of this was simple, right? Which is that humans can read handwriting, computers can't, or bots can't, right? Which is why you had those fancy characters or like up and down characters, which would be difficult for machines to read. But at the same time, machines are getting smarter, so they were able to read those things. At the same time, people had a suspicion that, you know, like bots are being used to control content or read through stuff and take down things, which is the origin of why I said what Musk writes, which is called Leet Speak, where basically you use numbers instead of letters to
Yeah.
hide, right? So Leet actually comes from elite, except
L33T.
it is written as L337, right?
Ah,
And
that's it.
it actually stands for LEET, but it is a way of writing so that bots can't figure you out, etc. But anyway, going back to CAPTCHA, so machines then got onto this and could figure, or bots could read, you know, random characters, etc. Which is why you had the second wave of CAPTCHAs, which could essentially, you know, sort of move one step ahead and go into places where machines do not do a good job, which is like associating, let's say, shapes and colors, but in like real world scenarios, like a traffic light, for instance, right?
Yeah.
What a Turing test essentially does is it is not relying on the correct answer. It is
Yeah.
saying whatever most humans do as a behavior is the correct
Correct.
answer. And
Yeah.
that is what separates them from a bot versus a human, right? Which is interesting. Like the correct answer doesn't matter at all. But over a period of time, if you have 100 people answering and they are not complete assholes, it is likely that at least 90, 95 of them are giving you the same result. So there is high fidelity of whatever your thing is. So Street View was one. And now, obviously, like, you know, driverless cars are the next thing, which is why like traffic lights find a lot of this thing. And fire hydrants, obviously, I'm guessing because they're on the side of the road. I'm not very sure about that.
Yeah.
But traffic lights to, you know, find the color, the shape, and in context of where it's placed and identifying them is a key part of driverless cars. So essentially, CAPTCHAs now don't even depend on what you're identifying. It's basically dependent on your, let's say, mouse movement, etc., which if you're a human, is going to be slightly random as opposed to a bot, which is just going to be like tuck, 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 right? So they are not literally
Yeah.
using your answers. They are basically using your movements to identify you're a human, but they're using the answers then maybe to train the bot, their machine in the background to do some real world actions.
Yeah, so you would have
But
thought there is some trivial reason why Google is making you identify traffic lights and fire hydrants, but there is way more to it than you would
yeah,
have thought, because
interesting.
Waymo is the
Way
driverless
more.
car company that Google is building.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
Well played. W
and yeah, most of
A
this.
Y M O.
Yeah, Waymo. Since we were talking about Leet, this is Leet,
Oh,
guys.
Dhoni
This
versus
is.
Brett Lee fight.
Exactly. So it's Brett Lee bowling to seven. So L337, Tala for a reason.
Oh my God!
Why
This won't make the edit, but Nitin
not?
has
This has to
waited
make the edit, please.
7 minutes to make this joke. I meant the interlude, right? Like people won't realize the amount of effort you put in.
Effort. I hate this bloody thumbnail shit that comes on YouTube at the end of videos, by the way. They completely ruined the video. You can't see
Correct.
the last few seconds. How is that good for the
No,
platform? Right?
but when it comes to ours, please hit subscribe because we'll put it there so you are able to
Yeah.
hit subscribe easily. Tell
Since we
us.
decided, we decided this morning that we are going to be talking about AI and bots. And it so happens that both Tony and I had landed up on the same, I wouldn't say meme, on the same thing that was shared on Twitter earlier today, which alludes to the same problem of how do you identify a human being? How do you identify a bot and disambiguate from human beings?
But the fun thing here is now it's no longer a company that is trying to tell if you're a bot or a human so they can save their resources. This is now if humans are trying to tell if humans are humans or if humans are bots.
Which is, this is the joke. It's a chat conversation, presumably a dating situation where one human being is trying to date or, you know, do a...
Slide into DMs, being. I think is what,
So, slide into DMs, So the potato test is what the human beings use to test whether the person on the other side of the chat window is a real human. Oh Lord, got to do the potato test. Say potato if you're real, says person A. And person B replies, hey, you're my first match.
Person B's name is Elizabeth, purportedly. Yeah.
Purportedly. I dare you to try to make a better first message. Ahaha. A-H-A-H-A. Person A
responds.
Yeah,
but look at this. Look at the finesse of what the bot is doing. It's not.
Yeah, it even has the... It's I mean, it's weird in a sense because it repeats ahaha later again. A-H-A-H-A. If you repeat the imperfection twice, then actually you could interpret it either way. It could either be one human repeating the same error over and over, or it's a bot trying too hard to seem human. But human A is steadfast, right? So say potato, Elizabeth. Say potato, as you can see. And person B slash bot B is clearly a bot because not responding to the question. So why doesn't Google just ask us to say potato instead of asking us to mark fire hydrants, right? This clearly seems to work better. Which is, which is what it is. Yeah.
Interesting. There was this occasion when I had a long-winded chat with a Swiggy bot slash person and like had to basically keep talking every 2 minutes so that they don't close the chat. It was pretty hilarious.
Your situation was so bad that you did not want the bot to hang up on you, suspecting you to be...
No, because I this is one of those... I mean, it's not my brightest moment, but if you want me to pull it up, I can. It is...
Go for it.
Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's not about my brightest moments anyway. Unless people are trying to cancel me, in which in case, this is a good place
to start. In the middle of all these pearls of Tony's intellect, suddenly a non-bright moment emerges. So we have now witnessed two scenarios. Scenario one is Google trying to prove whether Tony is human by asking Tony to identify. So that's basically AI testing humans. We have now seen scenario two, which was the potato test, which is humans testing whether the person at the other end of the line is a human or not. And now we come to Tony and Swiggy, and God knows what scenario this is.
One night I was just ordering something and I ordered a bunch of things. Just one item worth like 65 rupees of all things was missing, right? And I would have been you've missed an item, and Swiggy would be like, oh yeah, here, take your money back, and that's it, right? Except I opened the app and I reported the missing item through their automated interface. This is from 2019, by the way, December 5th. And they said, oh, we can offer you a 30 rupee coupon. I'm like, wait, what? And so basically, this is a time when I read a behavioral economics book. So it's like, this is an ultimatum game. Why can't you just offer me 65, right? And then I got into a chat with Swiggy. At this point, I assumed it was a manual person, right? Because, whatever. But the point was, at all points in time, this bot slash human was trying to close the conversation by saying, you've not been active for 2 minutes. I want to close the chat, and this is the best I can do.
Which, by the way, I've always suspected was a human being at the other end, because they are running on tight deadlines and, 2 minute thing.
Correct. Because I was after a point, I was like, I need to escalate this. So if escalate is a keyword, I assume that it would get me to a human, right? And then someone said, there is a real person's name here saying, you're now chatting with Shubhajit, and it says, hi, welcome to Swiggy escalation desk. And then I'm like, don't give me a canned response. Just give me 65 rupees back instead of 30. It's not a big deal, right? I mean, we can go on.
Or at least give me a chicken 65. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that would have been much better. But anyway, so this thing kept happening over and over again, and
Still
they
not
had only one
resolved.
response, right? Can I give you the 30 rupee coupon? And I'm like, please no. So I switched into a bot mode, which is like I just copied the last response. I said, still not resolved, right? And they like, and so the response from the bot slash human at Swiggy is, I would request you not to repeat the same sentence. And I'm like, still not resolved. Like, please do not repeat the same sentence. I'm like, still not resolved. So, I mean, like, I've got one eye on Netflix and another.
You said, I would request you to not repeat the same sentence. What the hell?
Obviously, I had to do that, man. Like, come on.
So
anyway, well, so
this is, they're still trying to give you a 35 rupee.
30 rupee. 30 they, rupees okay. for 65 rupees.
And you are just basically,
I
like,
mean, yeah. I don't know. It's probably like one of their early pilots, which they learned a lot from. But pilot. Anyway, so at some point, I fell asleep and like they basically closed it and they gave me 30 rupees instead or whatever.
So this
yeah,
was
so I don't
ended.
know. Like, was it a bot or a human? Did I turn into a bot? Did Swiggy turn into a human?
So this is actually scenario three. This is actually scenario three.
Yeah.
A human being at the other
yeah.
end converted Tony
correct.
Into a bot.
Into a
and
bot.
at the end of it, Tony didn't get, nobody got what they wanted, I guess. He did sound extremely hurt
yeah.
by the fact that you're repeating, because he's very politely but passive aggressively asking you to please stop repeating the same thing. At this point, he's just checking his
yeah.
watch. And I'm sure these people have these metrics, right? Where
Block
how
off.
fast
Yeah,
they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, shifts.
Yeah. Not just shifts,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
It's
Oh,
number of
no, that's
resolved
important.
tickets. He wants to resolve the ticket sooner, which is
Yeah.
why they're waiting
Yeah.
for that 2 minute mark where they can cut you off, because then they can close the conversation.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Correct.
Which is the proof,
Yeah.
really, that it's a human being. A bot can keep chatting with you forever, right? It increases
Yeah. Yeah,
time spent on
correct.
the app as well, which is a good metric. I'm sure they put it on their VC decks. But human beings obviously don't want that. So there you go. Yeah, so
Yeah.
that's scenario three of bot speak.
Yeah.
Well done, Tony. Good
what
try.
What scenario is a deep fake? Like a deep fake video, which is going to become very, very real very, very soon. Or
no,
it's already real.
no.
And like,
that's actually scenario four, right? Where you,
yeah.
A human being converts the content or modifies the content that has been created by another human being to with some artificial stuff to make it look like the other human being is saying stuff that they did not actually say.
So it's like, yeah, it's
yeah.
probably level four.
It's
I
level
mean, it's
four.
Like, we are way out of our depth and we've like just got lost in the weeds. In the layers of the leftover lasagna. Come on. This
In
is
the layers of the
why
leftover
this game
lasagna.
makes sense.
On the question of deepfakes, of course, deepfakes have now been around for what, 3-4 years. There was that famous Obama video that
Yeah.
went viral, right? Which was a deepfake. And
Okay.
That's when it first burst into public conscious. I hope our dear listeners have been listening to this amazing subsection of Tamil pop culture, which is Narendra Modi singing famous Tamil film songs in Narendra Modi's voice. There are
yeah, you have to play
playlists.
One. You have to play one at this point. Come on.
Okay.
But is that, are you saying that is a deep fake or is that a human just like dubbing for?
No, that's a deep fake. It's not a human dubbing it.
Are you,
because they do it with other voices.
How can
yeah,
you
this
tell?
Is a deep
how
fake.
Can you tell?
I mean, I know it is. This is a thing, right? You basically feed some amount of the voice of a person into the software, and then it can convert
yeah.
anything into that person's voice, right? Okay, now ready. Modi ji, full version. This is a famous song from the film Leo.
Set it up.
It's yeah. a famous song from the movie Leo. Na Rediya Varava, which has been sung here in Narendra Modi's voice. And this is one of the many songs that is
yeah.
currently available everywhere. Yeah. Go ahead and play it for our dear listeners. So the best part about, so you were asking, how do you know this is not mimicry and it's actually deepfake? Yeah, see, at Moody's, it doesn't actually hit the high notes. When it hits the high notes, the software is not able to match it, which, by the way, is a function of all. And that is what actually makes these songs fun also, because you actually listen to them and enjoy them, because Moody's actually not able to sing very well. Oh, there are entire playlists.
Yeah, do you know this website called thispersondoesnotexist.com?
Yeah, I've seen that one, yeah. That's an old one, right?
Basically, if you want to like randomly create a face, you just go to thispersondoesnot.com, right?
Yeah. On that note, right? I don't know if you
And the way you can tell
sometimes.
It is usually around the ears. If you see here, like these two earrings don't match. But you can just hit refresh and like this person also doesn't exist. They're like basically randomly.
But this person looks perfect. Perfectly imperfect, right? If I were to say. But
yeah,
by the
exactly.
Way,
I mean, at least on first go, you're not like this person could readily exist.
No, even the
like,
previous one could. All of
you have
could.
To do say potato Elizabeth to this one.
Yeah. You'll probably say Alu Tiki.
I think
chat.
Again, the eyes or the nose or the ears are usually where it like sort of slightly changes.
So I have a question for you. I don't know if you do this. I do this now and then when I really want to distract my mind, right? Sometimes I just try to imagine faces that I've never seen. Have you ever tried to do this? Yeah. And
no.
I can summon a face which I know, or at least is not a face I remember having ever seen.
No, I have a question. Where are your hands when you're doing?
What? Why would I imagine faces, man? Anyway, fuck it. But you don't do this, huh? Like I can think up a face. I sometimes sit and think, just literally conjure up a face. Which is real.
And then,
it'll be very exactly like some of the faces you're seeing here. Yeah.
And then suddenly Hank will appear and say, "Day, that is me only, da."
Say potato, da. Put it inside Gangotri chat.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
No, but I want to move on to another important thing.
So far, we've been discussing important things. Okay. Now that you
we're layering up. We are layering up the lasagna, right? So
yeah, go for it.
The next level becomes, forget a world of computers, but for the longest time, we've been led to believe that you can tell if people are lying, right?
Yeah.
Which is the real lie. You can never tell if people are lying.
Yeah.
Like commonly sold junk science is a polygraph test or a lie detector, right? Which actually, basically the idea behind a polygraph is that if you are telling a lie, you will be under stress and therefore your vitals, like a blood pressure or something else, will spike and therefore an administrator will be able to tell if you're lying or not. Let's say you put three people, right? One is a hardened criminal, another is a sociopath, and the third is an innocent person who just generally gets anxious, like about interviews or like has cold hands when you're like meeting a new person or whatever. Then now you put these three and the sociopath will never have a change in, even if they did it, he might be a serial killer, but like he's not going to change his body language because like it doesn't affect him at all, right?
Yeah.
A hardened criminal is able to sort of, preempt the questions they'll ask you. Like, what is a murder weapon, that this and the other. Whereas an innocent guy who is suddenly caught and like generally anxious will be like, if they ask, how did you kill him? Like, did you use this particular murder weapon? Then you are like immediately like you are imagining faces. That person is imagining the situation and like automatically like spiking up his vitals, right? So
cortisol. So the problem is you're asking all three of them the wrong question. You should screw up the first guy.
Correct.
And show him a chart and tell him, identify all the traffic lights. Then he will fall for it. Then you will see. He's ready for the question. Did you commit the murder? Like, what murder? Identify the fire hydrant. Scare for what?
No. Resolve this Swiggy customer escalation in 2 minutes. That is the test.
Unresolved.
Unresolved. Oh, man. No, it turns out that humans are lying to themselves all the time as well, right? So there's this other famous sort of experiment where, the thing that links your left hemisphere and right hemisphere, I believe it's called the corpus callosum or something like that. If it's severed, then basically have a situation where like people don't know why they're doing what they're doing, but they will invent a reason to say, why they did what they did.
Yeah.
Right. So it means that basic human existence and peace is determined based on you rationalizing the imagined reality that you've created to yourself. Right.
Correct. Yeah.
Which means like witnesses are unreliable. All of this is bullshit. Like, which is a scary thought at the end of the day.
It is. Yeah. Most of us come up with form our opinions very early. Right. Like they talk about this when it comes to people interviewing for jobs, etc. Typically, a bad interviewer, and that is most people who conduct interviews, and they make their decision on whether they're going to hire that person or not within the first 1 or 2 minutes of the interview. And the rest of the, whatever, 28 minutes of the interview is basically them gathering evidence to support that initial gut decision that they've already made.
It's been like the other place where this plays out is, again, it has been multiple times proven over and over again that expert wine tasters don't exist, right? Like if you tell them a bottle of wine is more expensive, they will tell you why it tastes better than the other one, right? And the immediate reaction to them on being told that, but this is a $5 wine, is that you're lying, right? Because they can't believe that
they've been cheated
because they've been lying to themselves their whole life. So
yeah, Phantoms in My Brain. I think that is the name of the book where I read about
that. Is that Indian guy, no?
Some Indian guy, yeah, I forget his name.
Vinayalur.
Phantoms in the Brain by V.S. Ramachandran.
What is V.S.'s first name?
Vangipurappu Venkatasai. I don't know.
Yeah, his name is Vilayanur Subramanian Ramachandran.
So you were right.
Vinay.
Oh. Got it. What I remember was, I think he once came as a guest on Radio Lab or something, and the Caucasian host introduced him as Ramachandran. I found that funny. But yeah, that's all I remember. But
oh, it's like there's this Sri Lankan British comedian called Ramesh Ranganathan, and he's always called Ramesh Ranganathan, right? Like
Ranganathan. Yeah.
So moving on to unreliability of narrators and movies, which your intermission podcast is about. What do you think of 12 Angry Men in hindsight? Like, is it like only guy who knows a fact convincing 11 other people, or is it just a person who is able to like manipulate other people's thoughts based on something else and rely on groupthink to actually get the counter result? Could there be a scenario where there's a jury and there's like one person who can basically manipulate your thinking into another way? And
of course, yeah. And that's true all the time. Yeah, you never rely on human opinions, right? Human beings are the worst judges.
Except we do for everything.
Yeah, we do. We shouldn't. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. Go by facts.
Yeah.
Believe in control percentages. Don't go by opinions. Absolutely. That's a good film in that sense. I don't know if in our B school, for some reason, as part of the negotiations class, which is where this movie is generally... Yeah. Played.
They why played, why he... shy of mentioning here B school?
Oh, I'm not shy. What the fuck?
I am Ahmedabad. Say it proudly and proudly.
It's now it has been battered in recent ratings, though. I believe ISB is the one that's really? Consistently
ever since you
is
left.
Number one. Absolutely. Yeah. So instead of showing us the Sydney Poitier, Sydney Poitier, Sydney Lumet, one of the two, whatever, the Hollywood movie, IMDb rank number 8, they instead showed us the Hindi version of this film. It's called Ek Ruka Hua Hai Faisla, which is full of overacting, melodrama, you know, typical Indian. It has Pankaj Kapoor in it, who is passable in the film. But everyone else is like all over the place. It's a shit version of the film. For some reason, they made us sit and watch that instead of the actual English movie. I don't know why. So I actually watched that version before I saw the actual English version. It's like very, very weird way to watch this great movie. But there you go.
No wonder. No wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the interest of closing the loop, right? Like a very good... Lasagna always starts with a top layer, goes all the way to the middle, and then at the bottom, you again have the same layer repeating, like two layers of cheese.
Yeah.
We started with Elon Musk, right? And Elon Musk naming his offspring weirdly. So when Musk bought Twitter for bought Twitter for $44 billion, one of the reasons he even tried to use it as an excuse to back out of the deal was to say that Twitter is overrun by bots. And he tried to claim that, you know, their stated DAU. they stated DAU numbers were all fake because they were actual bots.
Correct.
And he said he's after the, and then whatever the competition commission or whoever was involved, SEC said, fuck off, you can't do that. You have to buy the company now. So he bought the company and said his he's going to wage a war against bots, or he's going to die trying, right? He's going to get rid of all the bots on Twitter. Somebody did some research recently and found that Twitter has even more bots than it ever did under the Elon Musk reign.
No, see, this is where you're misunderstanding a statement. He said, I will rid Twitter of bots or die trying. So what did he do? He killed Twitter. Now it is X.
Correct.
Like yeah, Twitter doesn't have bots anymore. Like bots are all
ex-Twitter.
On X, so
Ex-Twitter.
Consistent. Ex-Twitter, yeah. He killed Twitter. So that's the death he was talking about.
It's like the operation successful, but patient is dead. Kind of solution.
Patient dead.
I like how you know, the Twitter's has always had wonderful adjectives to go with it. Right? If back in 2014, people say popular microblogging platform Twitter, as if there are other, as if there are other unpopular microblogging platforms. Like, what is even microblogging? They came up with it. Now it is the other thing. The website earlier known as Twitter X. Erstwhile known as whatever. Why do they even qualify that, right? Like, just say, just call it X. Correct. It's okay. We get
no. I think officially you are not allowed to call it Twitter anymore, right? But everyone wants to call it Twitter. So
who doesn't call it Twitter? I guess Musk doesn't.
Musk.
Yeah. He calls it. Yeah. Anyway. So Musk's solution to get rid of bots was a simple solution. He said, I'll charge human beings to use Twitter. So it's like, you pay whatever, $12 a month. He said, bots are capable of doing all sorts of things, but one thing they're not capable of doing is paying me money. So this is how I will figure out you're a bot, right? If you don't pay me.
Very counterintuitively, Musk has laid forward a way for the likes of Facebook to exist in Europe with their nonsense GDPR laws. I think anyway, they basically realized that you know, I can offer either accept all my cookies or give me all your data, or you know, pay $8 or €8 a month to continue using Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, I feel like he's a trailblazer for the wrong.
On that note, did you know that? Did you know that DuckDuckGo is now like the 6th or 7th most used website in the US? I heard this in a podcast. So DuckDuckGo is this browser which has existed for many years. It's a website that does not track you, right? It doesn't show you. It doesn't show you contextualized ads. It doesn't show you personalized ads. It only shows you generic content, not based on your browser history or your data. And awareness has now gone to a stage where people are actually moving away from Chrome, which I guess is still probably the most popular website being used.
No, but you have to realize when you say 6th or 7th, it's probably still in the sub 5%, right? Like
Behind Chrome 6 porn sites, right? So it's okay.
No, I'm saying in terms of browser, Chrome's probably still 60%. Safari is going to be 20-25%.
No, I didn't say it's the 6th biggest browser. I didn't say it's the 6th biggest browser.
Oh, the 6th biggest, I doubt that.
Something like that. That's what I heard on that website. It's not the 6th biggest browser. So. There are only like 5 browsers. Being the 6th biggest doesn't make any sense.
See, I feel like we added the lasagna some time back. Yeah. Now this is all dishwashing scenes.
This is the steel plate.
Steel plate. Scrubbing with Vim. Vim and vigor.
Vim and vigor. Wheel of time has passed, so we shall run away from you. Take the aerial route.
This shall not deter gents from yet another edition of Leftover Lasagna.
If you hang in there grimly, this will also tie. These bad jokes will tide over.
superb. Okay.
We didn't crack a surf based joke, did we? No. Yeah. Oh, web surfing. Oh, done, obviously. 6th biggest website.
Really excelled at that. Chalo, let us.
Surf foot RKG. All right. Aap kar rahe ho edit is bar. Pehla edit. Pehla edit
it will be aerial pain. Aerial pain. Aerial. Isn't that a detergent? Sir Laundry.
Sir Laundry. It's a tattie. Same film, no? Both. That's a legendary movie. That's Delhi Belly.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's say bye to our viewers and listeners. So we will be on all platforms, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ek 40 ki last local pakad lije ab platform 1 se. Wahan pe hum khade rehte.
Tell your friends. Subscribe. When that weird thing comes on the side. Which Nitin hates in the last few seconds.
Hate it, man.
Hit subscribe. Hit the bell icon. Something. Hit the end bell.
Or at least identify fire hydrants correctly. if you can't hit the bell icon with the right.
More importantly, tell a friend who's not a bot, right? I think that's the important thing.
Otherwise, the situation remains unresolved.
Say bye to our viewers and then...
bye.
Thank Say bye so Nitin. Much.
Thank you so much for listening to us.